This is Audible.
Listening Library presents Going the Distance, The Kissing Booth 2 by Beth Reichels, read for you by Taylor Meskimen. For Granshaw, who has been my biggest fan from the very start. Chapter 1. Senior year, baby! Once the car door slammed shut behind me, I tilted back my head and let my eyes slide closed, drawing in a deep breath. The sun tickled my cheeks, and a smile played on my lips. The school smelled of freshly cut grass, and the air was filled with the bubbly chatter of teenagers running around the parking lot, meeting up with their classmates again after summer. Everybody always complained about how much they hated the first day of school. I was sure that everyone secretly loved it, though. There was just something about the new school year that meant new beginnings, which was kind of ridiculous because it was high school, but that didn't stop it from feeling true. I turned to Lee, my eyes open again now, and he shot me a grin. It might have been a Monday morning, but I felt weightless. My smile mirrored his. Senior year, here we come, I replied softly. If here was anything worth being excited about, I was sure that the start of senior year was it. I'd heard people say that your college years were supposed to be the best years of your life, but college sounded like it was going to be so much more hard work than high school, even if it did mean more freedom. Lee and I were convinced that senior year was the last year to really enjoy ourselves before adulthood hit. I moved around the car to lean against the hood, next to Lee. He'd always made a fuss about his precious car, the 65 Mustang he cherished so dearly. Hell, it practically sparkled. I can't believe it's finally here. I mean, think about it. This is our last first day of high school. This time next year, we'll be at college. Lee groaned. Don't remind me. I already had that speech off my mom this morning, complete with tearful eyes. I don't even want to think about college. Tough luck, buddy. It's inevitable. We're moving up in the world. Even though the thought of college applications made my stomach twist too, I'd tried to work on my application essay over the summer, but still hadn't made any progress on it. I didn't even want to think about the possibility that Lee and I would end up at different colleges, that he'd get accepted somewhere I didn't, that we might end up apart next year. We'd spent our entire lives practically joined at the hip. What the hell would I do without him around? Unfortunately, Lee was saying, drawing me out of my thoughts. Look, you're not going to start waxing lyrical about the future or something, are you? Please say if you are. I'll leave you to your thoughts and go find the guys. Playfully, I shoved my shoulder into his. I'll stop talking about college now, promise.
Thank God for that.
Although, speaking of the guys, has Cam told you anything about his new neighbor?
I'd almost forgotten about that.
Cam, one of our closest friends since elementary school, had sprung the news on us last week that some guy had moved into the house opposite his. And since he was our age, Cam's parents had suggested he take the new guy under his wing and introduce him to us. And the way he'd said suggested made it sound like they'd given him an ultimatum about it. Lee carried on.
I know he's from Detroit, and his name's Levi. Like the jeans. I don't know much else about him, though. I don't think Cam knows anything else about him either, really.
Then he stood up off the Mustang.
I'm just hoping he's not a total asshat, since we promised Cam we'd try to help him fit in. Help Levi fit in, I mean.
I know what you mean, I mumbled, but I was distracted by my cell phone, which had started to ring in my hands. Lee's gaze went to the caller ID and he sighed.
I looked up to give him an apologetic smile, just in time to see him roll his eyes at me and start to stroll away, backpack slung over one shoulder.
"No phone sex, Shelly. This is a school. Keep it PG," he said.
"Oh, like you and Rachel never made out in the janitor's closet," I shot back. He just gave me a thumbs up over his shoulder. I answered the phone. "Hey, Noah." Noah, Lee's older brother, was half the reason I'd not made progress on my college application essay. After sneaking around with him behind Lee's back for a couple of months last spring, which ended in total disaster when Lee caught us kissing, and then officially dating him since the summer, we'd spent as much of our summer vacation together as possible. He was in college at the other end of the country now, at Harvard. He'd been gone barely a couple weeks, and I couldn't get over how much I missed him. How was I going to cope with not seeing him until Thanksgiving?
"Hey, how are you?"
"I'm good. Start of senior year excitement. How's college?"
Not much different from when I called you last night. I had class this morning, math. It was pretty interesting. Second order differentials."
"I have no idea what you're talking about, and I don't think I want to know." Noah laughed, a soft, breathy sort of chuckle that made my heart melt. Almost everything about him made my heart melt, or my knees go weak, or my stomach fill with butterflies. I was a goofball, a cliche straight out of a movie, and it felt great. I missed that laugh as much as I missed feeling his arms wrapped around me or his lips on mine. We spoke all the time, video chat, Snapchat, messages, good old-fashioned phone calls, but it wasn't the same. And I was a little cautious about letting on just how badly I missed him, in case it made me sound too clingy. I still wasn't really sure how to go about all this relationship stuff.
"You're such a nerd," I told him.
I'd never thought of Noah as a nerd. I mean, he's smart. He'd had a 4.7 GPA. His mom had told me that recently. I'd known he was smart, but hadn't realized how smart before now. He'd narrowly missed out on being top of his class, yet he had a reputation all through high school as the resident bad boy. Up until we got together, I'd never really thought that underneath his image, he might actually like learning stuff like second-order differentials, whatever they were.
"Shh, someone might hear you."
I could hear the smirk in his voice.
"Anyway, enough about me. I talked to you for like an hour straight last night about college. I just wanted to wish you luck for your first day of senior year."
I smiled, even though he couldn't see. "Well, thanks. I appreciate it."
"So, what's it feel like, being the big kids in school?"
"Kind of scary, kind of nauseating, and a lot exciting. I'm trying not to get too stressed out about college and stuff."
"Scary, right?"
"Thinking about college makes me feel grown up when I feel anything but a grown up. I mean, my kid brother had to come kill a spider in my room last night."
"Tell me about it. I had to ask someone how to use the dryer in the laundry rooms the other day. I felt so stupid."
"You've never done laundry?"
"My mom is very particular about how the laundry should be done, Shelly. You know that."
I did. She'd asked Lee to spread sheets to dry once when she went out, only to redo them as soon as she got back. She didn't ask him to do them again.
"Besides, those four teddy bears on your bed probably don't help with the not feeling like an adult."
"I bet there are a bunch of girls at college, some guys too probably, who have a teddy bear or two on their beds."
"But not four."
"Hey now, don't you say a word against Mr. Wiggles." I couldn't help but let a pout slip onto my face. "Anyway, you're the one with Superman boxer shorts." Before Noah got a chance to defend himself, there was the sound of someone pounding on a door in the background on his end of the line. He sighed.
"Looks like I've got to go.
Steve was in the bedroom, so I went to the bathroom to talk to you for some privacy.
Flynn, come on, man. I need to take a piss, his roommate Steve yelled. His voice was muffled, probably by their bathroom door. I should go, too. The guys will be here by now, and we're supposed to meet Cam's neighbor and help him feel welcome.
Is that the guy from Detroit? Seven for all mankind?
Levi.
That's what I said. Well, good luck with that. And hey, tell Lee good luck at tryouts for me. I texted him, but he never replied.
A rattling noise sounded at his end, and more knocking.
Flynn, come on! Have a good last first day of school, Noah said.
Thanks. I love you. I heard the smile in his voice and could practically see the dimple in his cheek that accompanied that smile when he said,
I love you too.
We both lingered on the line a moment longer, neither of us saying anything, just listening to the sound of each other's breathing. Then I took the cell phone away from my ear and hung up, making sure the ringer was off before shoving it into my satchel, where it promptly buried itself among my brand new notebooks and other first day necessities. Namely a hairbrush, a candy bar, a tampon, and a pair of very tangled earphones.
Elle, hey, over here!
I craned my neck at the sound of my name being called, standing on tiptoe to look. Dixon was a few yards away with Lee and our other friend Warren waving me over. I waved back just so he knew I'd seen him before heading over. I weaved between a couple of cars to get to him and the guys, and just as I began to scoot past an unfamiliar green Toyota, the driver's door opened into my hip and knocked me back against the Ford behind me. I sucked in a sharp breath, waiting for the Ford's alarm to wail, and I let the air out in a rush when it didn't. Guess I won't be the school klutz this year. New beginning, here I am.
Oh, shit. Oh, man, I'm so sorry. I didn't see you there.
It's totally my fault. Don't worry about it, I said, brushing the hair out of my face before taking a look at the driver. I didn't recognize him. He was all long limbs, but not actually much taller than me, and his eyes were hidden behind sunglasses so dark I could see myself in them. He pushed the sunglasses up into his curly brown hair in a fluid motion, then his arm hung limp at his side, one hand clenched around a backpack strap. He had nice eyes, friendly sort of eyes. They were green and they crinkled in the corners. I had to squint a little because the sun was just behind him. He shifted his weight to his other foot and blocked out the sun. He was cute.
Are you okay? Did I hurt you? I'm so sorry.
Seriously, don't worry about it. I'm fine, really. I smiled for emphasis, even if my hip did hurt a little. The sound of the passenger door opening caught my attention, and I immediately recognized Cam with his floppy blonde hair and battered blue backpack that he'd had since like the eighth grade. He grinned over at me.
Why am I not surprised? Dude, we've told you. You need to watch where you're walking.
I pulled a face at him before turning back to the long-limbed guy with the sunglasses, about to say something like, "You must be Levi." But Cam beat me to the punch.
I guess I should introduce you two.
Elle, this is Levi. Levi, my friend Elle.
Nice to meet you.
He held a hand up in a wave and flashed a smile that showed teeth so white I thought they must be bleached.
Nice to meet you too. Sorry for walking into your car door.
When Cam told us we should meet his new neighbor, Klutz wasn't exactly the first impression I was going for. His smile went wider.
So, are you always this clumsy, or is this just an off day for you?
She's a klutz, Cam pitched in, and I thought he sounded kind of snappy. Did he not like his new neighbor, or was he just stressed?
Sensing something off, I changed the topic. Dixon's just over there with the others.
Awesome.
Cam started off in the direction I'd just gestured, spotting the guys quickly. but Levi made no move to follow him straight away. "Come on," I said to the new guy. "You should come meet everyone else." When introductions had been made and Levi started asking about the sports here, he'd been on the lacrosse team back in Detroit. I nudged Cam in the side gently. "What's the deal between you two?" I kept my voice low. "Tell me to shut up if I'm crossing a line or something, but I don't know. It just seems like you don't really like the new guy much." Cam's grumpy expression became something more abashed. "It's not that I don't like him. I don't really know him that well yet," he mumbled. "I just hate being responsible for the new kid, you know? I feel like I have to rein in the sarcasm and be super nice." "It'll be fine. He seems nice. At least try not to look like Brad when my dad tells him to eat his broccoli."
"Easy for you to say," he muttered.
"The guy drives like a maniac, and my car is still in the garage." "I'd like to remind you of the time that you backed into a post."
"Ugh, don't."
But he smiled, and I grinned back. Lee's shoulder bumped into mine as he gestured in his conversation with Warren and Levi about football, and I caught his eye briefly. Senior year, here we are. Chapter 2. I quickly remembered why the first day of school was so bad. Hordes of students around us were clamoring to get to their homeroom to grab seats for their friends before all the good ones were gone, and the freshmen stood in tiny groups, blocking the corridors, looking lost and overwhelmed, even a little sick in some cases. It was weird not to spot Noah's head somewhere, cutting a path through them all. Lee's shoulder bumped against mine, and I locked my fingers around his wrist so we didn't get separated. I looked over my shoulder. "I've lost the others."
"They know their way."
Lee paused for a moment, and someone barreled into me from behind before cursing at us and moving around. Lee tugged me down the nearest corridor, taking a detour to our homeroom class. Any other day, this way would take twice as long, but today, at least we avoided being trampled. Mr. Shane, our senior year homeroom tutor, was an English lit teacher, so his classroom was covered in posters of the books his classes would be studying, and A4 photos of authors like John Steinbeck, Shakespeare, Mary Shelley, and F. Scott Fitzgerald. Mr. Shane himself looked like the stereotypical fresh out of grad school teacher. He wore thin framed glasses, his tie was slightly askew, and his shirt was only tucked in at the front. And he didn't have that hard look on his face that some of the older teachers did when they were sick of teaching the same syllabus for 20 years straight. He smiled at us individually as we came into the room. Rachel and Lisa had clearly arrived only moments before, since they were just putting their purses down on desks near the window. Lee made a beeline for the desk next to his girlfriend, Rachel, and kissed her on the cheek. I looked at the desk on his other side, but it was already taken.
"Elle, sit by me,"
Lisa chirped when I hesitated, gesturing at the desk next to her, in front of Lee. She'd been dating our friend Cam for a few months and had become part of our group ever since.
"Did you guys meet Levi yet? I was over at Cam's for dinner just after he'd moved in, so we went to say hi together. He was kind of shy, I think, but he seems cool, and I'd kill for eyelashes like his. And his hair, it's just so curly. I'm in love with it."
I smiled in reply, and she turned to resume her conversation with Rachel. Lee had pulled his chair closer to Rachel's, looking at her with a gooey expression, and I tried not to feel too stung that he'd picked a desk beside her over one next to me. I was still getting used to the new dynamic that Lee going out with Rachel had created. I hadn't really noticed it until our time at the beach house this summer, and now Noah wasn't around to help soften the blow of Lee choosing his girlfriend over me. Once almost all the desks were filled, Mr. Shane started with the typical first day back speech.
how he hoped we all had a good summer, but now we had a really big year ahead, and how important this year was for each of us, and that some of us would need to knuckle down and work hard. He was about halfway through this spiel when there was a knock at the door, and the school secretary stepped inside with a polite smile. "Sorry to interrupt. You have a new student in your homeroom, and I thought I'd show him up here. My fault he's late. There was some paperwork that needed to be checked." I turned to look at Lee, who raised an eyebrow at me. Our heads swiveled to look at the new student, though I had a feeling I already knew who it was. And I was right. Levi timidly stepped in from behind the secretary, and his mouth twitched, like he wasn't sure if he should smile or try to look cool. He was still wearing his sunglasses on top of his head, and where they pushed all the hair back from his face, I realized how long his face was. And his chin was sort of pointy, but not in a ferrety way. Actually, seeing him from a distance, he looked taller than he was. A few of the girls across the room started to whisper to each other. His shirt was free of creases, but only tucked in on one side, and his sweater was slung over his shoulder, underneath the strap of his backpack. It was like he was trying to make his uniform sloppy to be cool, but he still looked pretty clean cut.
"Well, welcome. Come on in. Find a seat. What's your name?"
"Levi Monroe." When Levi spotted Lee and me, his face brightened. Before he could zigzag between the desks to the empty one in front of me, he tripped, arms pinwheeling, alarm taking over his face. He grabbed at a nearby desk for balance, only to bring that crashing down with him. Someone coughed, trying to cover a laugh, and then Lee and I burst into giggles. One guy moved to give Levi a hand up, another one righting the desk he'd knocked over. Even Mr. Shane was laughing, though he was trying not to. Levi, without so much as a blush, tossed his head back and dropped his shoulder, turning gravely to the class.
"Let it never be said that I don't know how to make an entrance."
He bowed, and Lee whooped behind me, more people laughing as Levi made it to the seat in front of me, this time without falling over his own feet. He swung the chair sideways so he could see us and the teacher.
"Hey again," he said, tentatively.
I could understand why Cam hadn't wanted to be stuck with the new kid, but I felt sorry for the poor sap. It couldn't be easy, moving in your senior year. I smiled to put him at ease.
"It's Ella, right?"
"Elle," I corrected him. I jerked a thumb over my shoulder. "And that's
Lee, I remember, yeah."
He looked at Lisa.
"We met the other day, didn't we?"
"Yeah, Lisa." He nodded.
"Lisa, got it."
"And this is Rachel," Lisa said, gesturing behind her. "Lee's girlfriend."
"I'm going to have to start making a list. I'm never going to remember who's dating who. I'm bad enough at remembering names." "If you yell dude, I can almost guarantee one of us will look up," Lee suggested.
Mr. Shane started talking again, and we fell silent. He might have been pretty cool as far as teachers went, but we knew he wouldn't exactly appreciate us talking through his little speech. When our class schedules were handed out, everyone started buzzing with conversation, comparing theirs with their friends. I snatched up Lee's immediately, poring over it.
"Well, what's the damage?"
"Different classes for English Lit," I said. "And you're in AP Calculus. I'm in Algebra 2. Everything else looks good."
"Phys Ed?"
"Phys Ed at the same time."
"Yes. You know how much I love watching you take people out in dodgeball."
"You know how much I love taking you out in dodgeball." I passed back his schedule so he could compare it with his girlfriend's, but she was still busy comparing with Lisa. I looked up and saw Levi chewing on his thumbnail, looking at all of us out of the corner of his eye, like he was too shy to join in, but he wanted to. I leaned forward and said, "Come on, hand it over." Relief was evident on his face that he was being included. We had a couple classes together, but as we talked more about our classes and teachers, Levi began to look more nervous. "Everything okay?" I asked. He stuck his chin out, looking defiant. "You know, I don't want you to feel like you have to hang out with me just because I'm the new kid. I told Kim he didn't have to carpool to school with me, but he said he didn't mind, at least not for the first couple of days, especially while his car's in the shop getting repairs. But just, you know, don't feel obligated to be nice to me or anything."
"You haven't given me a reason to not be nice to you. Not yet, at least. Besides, if we're in the same first class together, you may as well walk with me, right?"
His smile was nervous.
"You don't have to."
"Why? Are you an axe murderer? On the run from the cops in Detroit?" I fake gasped. "Oh my God, I've got it. I bet you're the kind of person who agrees to terms and conditions without reading them." He laughed, the tension and anxiety falling away from his face.
"You caught me."
The bell sounded and I picked up my purse. "Come on, newbie. The hell on earth that is algebra awaits." Morning classes flew past and my head felt like I was trying to drive a car in the wrong gear. It was like I'd forgotten how to take notes properly over the summer and forgotten how to just sit down and learn stuff. Plus, I got distracted every time my phone buzzed, wondering if it was a text from Noah. It never was. But now it was lunch, and I could breathe a sigh of relief that the day was half over. I joined the back of the lunch line and leaned my head so it rested on Lee's shoulder. His chin sat on top of my head.
Smell those tacos.
"Don't drool on my hair," I told him sternly. "I washed it this morning." Lee made a gargling noise in response, and I ducked away before he did actually drool on me. We were the first of our friends to the cafeteria, and once we got our food, we made our way to an empty table near the middle of the room. It was one that some of the seniors used to sit at, and now that they'd moved on to college, I guessed that made it ours. As Lee and I took seats opposite each other, he gave me his usual impish grin, and I knew he was thinking the same thing as me. Being seniors was definitely cool. It didn't take the others long to join us. Cam, Dixon, Warren, Oliver, and now Levi too. Lisa and Rachel weren't far behind, taking the empty spots next to their boyfriends. A couple of girls they hung out with sat at the end of the table by Lisa. As people started swapping stories from their mornings, I noticed Levi looking awkward again, trying to keep up with it all. Lee was giving Rachel gooey eyes, though, so I decided to step in. "How are you liking California so far?" I asked Levi brightly. "Hot enough for you?"
"The girls are," he joked with a wink that made me blush.
Warren snorted, only to choke on his soda so hard that Oliver had to thump him on the back several times. Lee waggled his eyebrows at me, trying not to laugh.
"I'm kidding," Levi said. "Well, not, I mean, obviously you're pretty, but no offense. I just, God, this sounded a lot smoother in my head. I was gonna sound all suave and cool and funny."
We all laughed then, Levi included.
"That was supposed to be a joke, and now I sound like a loser." "Why'd you move here anyway?" Warren asked.
We were all wondering it, but every one of us gave Warren a wide-eyed, pursed lip, "What are you thinking?" look. Catching on, he added hastily,
"Sorry, dude, I didn't mean to pry."
Levi didn't seem to mind too much, though.
"Nah, it's cool. My dad's a dentist and my mom was the accountant at the place where he worked, but then the company went bust and my parents lost their jobs. So we decided to move. We have some family not too far away, and my mom managed to get another job, so..."
He cleared his throat after trailing off.
So, yeah, here we are.
Is it just you and your parents, then? Rachel asked him, prying much less bluntly than Warren had.
My sister, too. Sister?
Oliver's eyebrows quirked and he leaned forward.
Single?
Well, considering she's 8 years old and still thinks boys have cooties.
The boys jeered at Oliver, and he blushed. Levi grinned, running a hand through his curls, relaxing.
I take it back,
Ollie mumbled, head in hands.
Next time, specify little sister, maybe?
I'll bear that in mind.
Anyway,
Dixon said,
speaking of siblings,
Lee, how's your brother doing at college?
He loves it there. I'll be surprised if he even wants to come home for Thanksgiving.
Wait, what? I shot Lee a look, but he seemed oblivious. Had Noah said something about not coming home for the holidays? When was I going to see him next? But no, surely he would have told me. I took a breath. He definitely would have told me. I was definitely overreacting.
Have his classes started yet?
Cam asked me.
Yeah. He had math this morning.
Ugh.
He loved it. Warren snorted again.
Who'd have thought that Flynn was such a geek, huh? He hid it pretty well. I bet he used to hide textbooks in the seat of his motorcycle.
Flynn, Levi said, and looked between Lee and me.
Is that your brother?
My brother,
Lee explained.
His name's Noah, our last name's Flynn, but everyone's always called him Flynn. He's dating Elle.
Sorry. I thought you two were related or something. I mean, you don't look that much alike, but the way you guys act, I figured.
It's okay,
Lee said reassuringly.
Easy mistake.
Lee and I were twins in practically everything except blood. We'd been born on the same day and had grown up together. We'd been best friends our entire lives. Sometimes people seem to forget we weren't actually related.
Lee and Flynn, Noah, God, I don't know what to call him now he's gone,
Cam muttered the last comment half to himself.
Threw some epic parties over the last couple of years. There was one a couple months ago.
He started chuckling, chest heaving as he tried to suppress it to finish his story.
And Elle got so drunk, she started dancing on the pool table, then tried to strip down to go skinny dipping. Funniest thing ever.
Levi raised his eyebrows at me.
And here I was thinking you were a wholesome, all-American, average girl next door.
It was the single most humiliating experience ever, I groaned, blushing over it. The guys were busy laughing at me. I had only vague memories of the night, and I hadn't had more than a few sips of beer at a party since. Although the night had ended with Noah totally coming to my rescue, so it hadn't been a total disaster. And I'd seen him in his underwear, Superman boxers, which I'd teased him endlessly over.
Aw, come on, Shelley,
Lee said with a wicked gleam in his blue eyes, taking my mind off the image of Noah in his boxers.
I can think of far more embarrassing things you've done.
Shelley? Levi asked. Short for Rochelle, I explained.
You should call her Shelley, Warren told him. She totally loves it.
Do not call me Shelley.
But,
looking lost and helpless, Levi glanced at Lee. I might let Lee and Noah get away with calling me Shelley, but it wasn't exactly a nickname I loved. I narrowed my eyes now at Lee, who was shaking with silent laughter. I pointed my fork at him, a French fry dangling off the end. You dare bring anything else up, and I will personally rummage through the photo albums in your attic to find those photos of you dressed up as Elvis to show Rachel. Or the Halloween we went as Sonny and Cher. Lee sobered up at that and mimed zipping his lips shut. Then he stole the fry off the end of my fork and ate it, ignoring the mock glare I gave him.
Speaking of parties, Dixon started, playing peacemaker as usual, and then went on to ask who he thought would be most likely to host the first party of the year, and then tried persuading Lee or Warren to host, but they both seemed apprehensive. I looked over at Lee again, who was holding hands with Rachel on top of the table and talking to her in a low voice, looking at her like she lit up his entire world. Noah looked at me like that sometimes. It sent a pang through my stomach, not just because I missed Noah, but because seeing Lee so wrapped up in his girlfriend made me worry again a little that I might lose him. I mean, of course I wanted my best friend to be happy, and I was thrilled that he was so in love with Rachel. But now that Noah wasn't around, I was starting to notice how little time Lee and I spent just the two of us since he had Rachel. Not that I was jealous. All right, so maybe I was a little jealous. Just a teeny tiny bit. I glanced over at Levi again. Levi, who wanted to fit in and make friends. Sure, the other guys seemed to like him well enough, and they'd hang out with him. But without Lee attached to my hip, maybe hanging out with the new kid wouldn't be so bad after all. Chapter 3. Jesus, Lee, I mumbled. Some of these guys are huge. Lee was bulked out with pads and a helmet, and he wasn't exactly small, shorter and leaner than Noah, still kinda tall and strong. But some of the guys out on the field looked three times the size of him, psyching themselves up for tryouts. Some of them had already been on the team last year. And up until then, I'd thought Lee would be a shoo-in for the team. Sure, he replied, bouncing on his toes. But I'm fast, and you know I can throw the ball. That linebacker shirt has my name on it. Actually, I think the quarterback shirt does. He pulled a face at me. Lee had always been into football, and pretty good at it, but he'd never wanted to be on the team before now. Not when Noah had been the shining star of the team as the quarterback. I kind of couldn't blame him. Lee started whistling, and it took me a minute to recognize the song. Is that song, I Hope I Get It, or whatever it's called?
Yuh-huh, from a chorus line.
You what now?
Hey, I watched a lot of musicals online with Rachel this summer so she could prep for drama club. She's going for a leading role this year. I'm a good supportive boyfriend, you know? Ask me to sing you Fiero's part from As Long As You're Mine. I rock that.
First, he picked a desk next to Rachel instead of me. And just now I was finding out that he'd been spending time this summer singing musicals with her? What else wasn't he sharing with me? But I rolled my eyes good-naturedly. Whatever you say, buddy. The coach's whistle shrilled across the field.
Line up, boys. We're starting with running drills.
Guess you'd better go.
Wish me luck.
Hey. I put my hand on Lee's shoulder so he looked me in the eye. I nodded at him. You've got this.
And you've got a zit on your chin.
Love you too, I yelled after him, watching him run out onto the field to join the rest of the hopefuls. I took a spot in the bleachers to watch and couldn't help comparing him to how Noah had once played. Lee wasn't as good, but he was still a strong player. When they were done, Lee started toward me in the bleachers rather than following the rest of the guys to the locker room. I hopped down a few rows, grinning at him, but Coach Pearson got to him first, clapping him on the shoulder.
You did good, little Flynn. Maybe you'll live up to your name yet.
I made the team?
I'll post the sheet tomorrow morning, but it's looking good. Your brother help you with some of those passes?
Yes, sir.
He did a damn fine job. Now go on, hit the showers. You can celebrate with your girlfriend later.
Oh no, she's not.
Coach Pearson was already gone. I'd made my way down the rest of the bleachers and did a little dance.
You did it! You did it! You made the team!
Lee stared at me blankly for a second before breaking out into a grin and throwing his arms around me before I could protest. I gagged.
Did you even put deodorant on?
Why? Can't handle my manly man stink?
He wrestled my head into his armpit before I squirmed away, shoving him back. I'm so proud of you, Lee. This is awesome.
Guess I've just got to be as good as Noah now, he mumbled. Keep up the Flynn reputation.
Oh, come on. Don't worry about that. Pearson's a jackass sometimes. That was a stupid thing to say. Now go shower before I actually vomit from your manly man stink. Lee saluted me before practically skipping off to the locker room. I cheered after him, whooping, and it turned to giggles as I watched him jump up, clicking his heels together and throwing his arms out. Sitting back down to wait for Lee, I got my phone out to video call Noah. It was only after he picked up that I realized this was something Lee would probably want to tell his brother himself.
Hey, one sec,
Noah yelled at the phone, holding it half against his chest as he walked. There was a lot of background noise. It sounded kind of like a party. I saw blurred figures in the background as he moved around, saying,
excuse me, and then finally, right, hi, I'm back.
He grinned at me, showing off the dimple in his left cheek. His cheeks were flushed, and his long dark hair stuck to his forehead a little. My heart stuttered to see him, and I found myself smiling back. Where are you?
The library, can't you tell?
He laughed.
I'm at a party. Well, outside the party now. We started early, so what's up? Or did you just call 'cause you miss me?
He winked, then looked more closely at the video.
Are you on the football field? Oh shit, trials. How did Lee do?
As I stammered, I probably shouldn't. Noah whooped, punching the air and jostling the camera around. I sighed at him when he focused his phone back on himself. You so didn't hear that from me, though.
Hear what, Shelley?
Right answer. I tucked a piece of hair that had fallen out of my ponytail behind my ear. Ugh, today could not have been over soon enough. Do you know how much homework I have after just one day? It's crazy. And all those resumes I handed out the last couple of weeks for part-time work, none of them have got back to me. Please, please tell me senior year isn't all like this. Noah raised an eyebrow at me.
You don't even want to know how many chapters my professors recommended I read this week. I have zero sympathy right now.
Speaking of, I wasn't sure if you'd answer. I thought you'd be studying. Noah shrugged, scratching behind his ear, eyes drifting away from the screen.
I was, and now I'm at a frat house. Steve scored us invites. I swear to God, he knows everyone here, and I don't even know how.
That's cool. So, how is college going? The classes, I mean. Obviously, the parties are great. Obviously, they were, because he'd been to a bunch since the semester had started. I just kind of wished he'd tell me less about the parties and all his new friends, and tell me how the rest of college was going.
You know, it's just class. It's fine. So get this. This guy just now was doing a keg stand, and...
Noah. I couldn't hide the look on my face, but he was doing a pretty good job of trying to look upbeat and change the subject.
What's up?
How'd that assignment you had go?
I don't get a grade back on that for a while. Anyway, so...
He cut off when someone shouted for him in the background, calling something else I couldn't quite make out. Noah shouted back,
one sec,
leaning away from the phone before bringing it back in front of his face. He bit his lip, looking utterly cute and annoyingly apologetic. My stomach sank.
Listen, Elle, is it cool if I call you later? I'm sorry, I really want to talk. This is just...
Do you? I thought, because he seemed to be doing a really great job of avoiding talking. But it was no big deal. All the parties and stuff, it was just part of the experience, right? When he started college, he'd sounded so excited about his classes. But the last few days, he hadn't even mentioned them once. So I smiled and said, "Don't even worry about it. We can talk tomorrow. Have a fun night."
"I love you,"
he told me, blowing a loud kiss down the phone at me to make me laugh. "Love you too." I didn't have long to dwell on whether or not Noah was avoiding talking to me or if I was just overthinking it, because Lee was out of the locker room soon enough. He waved his phone at me, a big smile on his face, as he told me how the drama club would be doing Les Mis this year and that Rachel was planning to audition for Fantine. Back at the parking lot, I caught his arm before we got into his Mustang. "Hey, listen. I'm really proud of you for making the team, you know that?"
"This is our year, Elle. This is our year."
Chapter 4. "What do you mean you're bailing on me? You knew I was babysitting Brad tonight while my dad's upstate on a conference. You promised you'd stay over." Lee sighed into the phone, and I knew he was tugging at his hair.
"I know, Shelley. I'm sorry. I am a pathetic excuse for a best friend."
"Oh, come on, Lee, please. Rachel will survive without you for one evening." I knew I sounded whiny and bratty, but it really felt like ages since Lee and I had properly spent any time together, just the two of us hanging out. We were only a week into school, but between Rachel and his new spot on the football team, and actual schoolwork too, of course, I felt like he was slowly drifting away from me. I was trying hard not to be mad at him about it. He was totally head over heels in love with Rachel. He was busy. I understood that. I was happy for him. But still, what about me? Lee hadn't replied. He was feeling bad, and I knew he was probably trying to figure out a way to say, "I'd rather spend my evening with my girlfriend than you," without sounding like a jackass. "I just miss you," I said, my voice sounding small. I cringed. I sounded so pathetic. Honestly, how crazy did I sound? "I miss you. I saw him practically every day. We just don't hang out so much anymore."
"I know, Shelley. I'm sorry."
"Can't you come over at least for a little while?"
"I can't."
I sighed.
"I'll make it up to you, I promise. We'll go shopping tomorrow. Shoe shopping. I'm buying lunch."
It didn't make up for it at all, but I knew how hard he was trying. I felt myself caving quickly. I always did when it came to Lee.
"And I'll find you a replacement co-babysitter," he offered.
"Is dessert included in this lunch?"
"Dessert or a starter, not both."
"Sold." He laughed, but then said quietly,
"I'm really sorry. It's just, you know."
"I get it. It's okay." It wasn't, but it had to be. "Have fun. Say hi to Rachel for me."
"I'll see you tomorrow. Thanks, Elle. You're the best."
Hanging up, I fell back onto my bed. Brad would be home from soccer practice in about 20 minutes, so I decided to relish the peace and quiet while it lasted. Soon enough, I heard Brad yell goodbye to the boys piled in the back of the minivan dropping him off, and him running toward the house. I went down to meet him.
"I scored a goal."
I ruffled his hair. "Awesome." Then I pushed him away at arm's length before he stepped inside. "Okay, little guy, cleats off, straight in the shower. Try not to get mud everywhere."
"But..."
"Cleats, shower, go, go, go." I knocked the dried mud off his shoes before following the trail of muddy laundry up to the bathroom door. On the other side, Brad was belting out some rap song I kind of recognized from the radio, but with most of the lyrics wrong. I was sure that whatever the words were, they didn't mention grilled cheese. I was right by the front door at the bottom of the staircase, holding the filthy bundle of Brad's laundry, when the doorbell rang. It was probably Cam or Dixon, sent in Lee's stead to make my evening of babysitting more bearable. It was definitely too late for Girl Scout cookies. I fumbled at the latch with my shoulder, pressing my elbow down on the door handle, and once it was unlocked, I nudged the door open with my foot. "What are you doing here?" Levi raised his eyebrows. "Nice to see you too." I blushed. "Sorry, I wasn't expecting you." "Lee called me and said you wanted some company babysitting your brother, so here I am. I did text you to say I was heading over." "Oh, sorry, I didn't hear my phone." A couple of seconds passed in silence. Levi took in the bundle of muddy clothes in my arms, then looked back at me expectantly. He was wearing a thin, waterproof coat with the collar turned up against the fine drizzle that was falling. His hair was damp, the curls flat. It was a cute look on him. Noah always managed to look hot whenever he got caught in the rain. I, however, usually looked like a frizzy mess.
"Can I come in?"
"Oh, right. Yes, of course. Sure." I stepped aside, making way for him. He brushed his sneakers off on the welcome mat before coming inside. I gestured with Brad's soccer clothes. "I'll be right back. I just need to sort these out. The living room is just there. Make yourself at home."
"Thanks."
It was amazing how Levi had integrated into our group so easily. He shared a lot of the same interests and had the same kind of sense of humor as the rest of us. It really didn't feel like we'd only known him a week. Levi was charismatic. He was even getting to be kind of popular. But we still didn't know that much about him. His social media was pretty void of information, so most of what people had to say about him seemed more like rumor than fact, which only made people talk about him even more. He didn't talk about himself too much either. The mystery only seemed to add to the novelty of him being a new kid at school, and an attractive one too, objectively speaking. But he was easy to hang out with, and he made for a decent study partner when Lee ditched me for Rachel. When I got back from the laundry room, Levi was stretched across the couch, flipping through TV channels. "We've got ravioli for dinner," I told him. "Sounds good." I put dinner on and fetched us both drinks. I found Levi had settled on the Lego movie. I put our drinks down on the coffee table and sat at the other end of the couch. Brad came downstairs soon after and did a double take upon seeing some strange guy there. He looked at me uncertainly, and I pulled a face at him to warn him to be nice.
"Hi."
Levi turned to look at my younger brother hovering in the doorway and smiled easily.
"Hey, you must be Brad."
"Yeah, you aren't Lee, though."
"Brad, that's not polite." Levi was laughing.
"I'm Levi."
"The new guy?"
"I may have mentioned you a couple times," I said by way of explanation to Levi. "Lee couldn't make it tonight, Brad. Sorry, bud. I know you were looking forward to seeing him."
"What about the other guys, like Cam or Warren? Warren's fun. He taught me how to swear in French." "Merde, see?
Brad!"
"What? I'm just asking."
Brad started to take a seat and then realized we were watching a movie. He scowled at me.
"You promised me this morning I could play video games."
"I know, but now we're watching a movie. Come on, you like this movie. You know, with Batman and stuff."
"It's really awesome," I sang.
"Those aren't the lyrics, Elle."
"You know what I mean."
"This is so unfair. You promised."
He sounded just like I had earlier.